Want to do a go. Sitcom?
Yeah. Do you think it happened? If so, why? And would it be a good move? So, Jim Harbaugh had four seasons as a head coach with the Niners, right? His record was 44-19-1. He took him to...
We doing this?
Nah, I don't know if I'm
you
ready.
Doing this?
I don't know. Are the people ready?
What's up, guys? Season two of the Sports Manor with our new member of the team, Mr. Joe's Nose. Everybody, welcome Joe's Nose to the team.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, sir? How does it feel?
Feels good. Feels a little weird.
This your first ever podcast?
Yes, sir. First ever podcast. Any kind of recording. Anything like that. So
It's ours too.
And we're back because of Renee. This is the new vlog house thanks to Mr. Renee over here. So he provided us the space to shoot.
It's gonna,
all COVID going around.
I was gonna say it's gonna be a little rough because we're out here in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. But let's get right into it. You know, we've been gone for a while, so we have a lot to talk about. We have a rookie over here.
My fault.
No, so let's get right into it, right? It's been a while since we've shot an episode, so let's start with the Week 9 games. Favorite game of the week. Do you have a favorite game?
Of course, Bucks and Saints.
Bucks
it's
and Saints.
It's a revenge game. They've had our ass the last, I don't even remember. The last time we beat the Saints, I want to say it was two seasons ago. I think it was that Godwin touchdown to end the game. Man, whoever threw that ball, he needs to be on a team somewhere. But we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, but Mike Thomas is actually coming back, so he's going to play this week.
I'm not really worried because, you know, we played against him the first game, shut him down. We really held that offense to, I think it was under 200 yards. But, you know, it's a new week. We got a new team. I feel like they might have dropped off the Saints a little bit.
Well, what do you guys have to change from week one? Because that was a pretty bad loss. What do you feel like they need to do different?
You know, basic, simple thing is, you know, the chemistry. You know, everybody talks about, you know, oh, this is Brady's first, you know, time with these new receivers. So just got to give them time, you know, to, you know, get it together, timing on the routes and stuff. I feel like they really got that down. The defense is still the same, outstanding. All over the field, Devin White is making his case for defensive player of the year. I would say, and maybe it's a little Buck bias because now, there are some ballers out there.
I hear now you guys are getting another baller on the team. Antonio Brown's making his debut this week.
I know. I really wasn't like, you know, up and jumping up and down on the couch, you know, like the one dude on the Oprah show.
I hear you.
But you know, I mean, it's like. It's cool. Like, I'm pretty excited for it. You know, I don't think it's going to ruin the chemistry. I feel like there's some Buccaneers in that locker room, like Mike Evans, Levante David, that have been playing there for, you know, 5-7 years that have never even came close to the playoffs. Like, they're not going to let anybody screw that up. Like, now, they will throw hands.
Well, yeah, talking about that, there's a lot of GMs that came out today, and they said that they expect Antonio Brown to kind of blow up the Bucs from the inside. He's like a ticking time bomb. Do you feel like he's going to be all right?
I feel like he will. But, you know, that could be just, hiding it, you know, putting on that smile, that fake smile for the media. But I guess we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, you know, I feel like Bruce Arians will put an end to it real quick.
Yeah. Now, Gronkowski actually has 3 touchdowns in the last 3 games. Do you feel like he's starting to get the ball rolling and he's going to be, like, a complete tight end now that O.J. Howard's out? Or do you think it's just a, you know, 3-game little streak and he's going to go cold from here on out?
I hope so, because I do have him on my fantasy team, too. So okay. I would love to keep it up.
So you're a believer.
But yeah, I am. I think so. For people saying that he was washed, I didn't believe it. I mean, I don't think he's Gronk like he was back in, you know, 2016, 2015, you know, the cover of Madden Gronk. But I feel like there's still a lot left in the tank. And, you know, this season, you know, I think he's on a 1-year deal. Could be his last, so he's definitely going to give it his all. I mean, I'm not going to say he's still the GOAT, but... He's probably playing like top 5 right now.
Okay,
of all the other tight ends.
Now going to Joe's Nose, the spread's actually the Bucks -4.5. How do you feel about that? Who would you take and why?
You know what? Coca did a good job of selling me right now in the Bucks. I really did like the Saints coming into this week. But with the addition of Antonio Brown, I really don't. I didn't see it that being that big of a difference maker. out there, but Brady just plays phenomenal football. I mean, for the exception of, you know, week one in the against the Bears, you know, when he had pretty much no weapons.
Yeah.
You see him, he shows out, and, you know, adding Antonio Brown to that system, you know, he's going to get us some attention, and if he's not getting attention, he's going to get some receptions. So I could definitely see, you know, Antonio Brown having a good week, or if not, he's opening something up for somebody else.
They don't
have Chris Godwin, but.
No, I was going to say, I agree, because you know, you can't see, like, if anybody on the Saints secondary, like, there's some solid guys out there, but I don't think any of them could hold AB one-on-one.
Right.
I think Marshon Lattimore has played a good job against Mike Evans, but who's going to, you know, he can only guard one guy.
Right.
I think Chris Godwin is, you know, will win his one-on-one matchup. AB will win his one-on-one. Mike Evans, like, I don't know. Like, this is going to be a weird, because every time we play the Saints, it's just, you know, Lattimore follows Evans all over the field. Pretty even battle, but, you know, who's going to guard who? And then, you know, if one goes down, Scotty Miller will step in. You know, we have Gronk.
They have a lot of weapons. They did what New England didn't want to do up there for Tom Brady, and they're giving them people to compete out on the field, at least giving them a chance. Now, the Bucs do have the number one rush defense in the NFL, over under Alvin Kamara, 55 rushing yards this week.
I have to say under. Honestly, yes, I don't even.
Under 55.
Under 55. Wow. I don't think Kamara's that great of a rusher. I think he's a lot better in the backfield. You know, he's good for a couple screens, you know, dumping off to the side, couple check downs, you know, delay blocking, go ahead and, you know, kind of save Breeze. But as far as a rusher, and I mean, Tampa Bay stops everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think for the exception of Christian McCaffrey, who, you know, arguably is probably, if not the best running back in football, but he held him like under 70 yards.
Yeah.
That's a super run heavy offense designed and kind of built around him, not built for Teddy Bridgewater's to run.
No, I was going to say, because 55, that's generous. You know, consider we held him to 12 rushes, 14, 18 yards.
Oh, wow.
Held him under 20 yards rushing the week one. And then, I mean, he had, I think it was like 50 yards receiving. So as a receiver, he's going to be tough to contain. But as a rusher, I mean, we've stopped, you know, Aaron Jones, CMC, Alvin Kamara, which is in everybody's top five, maybe. I mean, I'd say they're all three in my top five.
Now, talking about CMC, he's actually making his comeback this week. They're playing the Chiefs. They got the spread at 10.5. Actually, I think it just dropped to 10 for the Chiefs.
Right, right.
All right, who do you guys have winning this game and why?
I mean, the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
Do
you think they win the spread? Let me rephrase that.
I feel like, yeah, I'd take the Chiefs straight up, but the spread? I don't know. Carolina's been, you know, they've been playing solid ball. They've had some tough competition. But CMC's back, so the offense is going to look a lot better. And the defense is, you know, I say they're like a middle-of-the-road team. They haven't been getting blown out. But
well, Chris Jones is actually out for 3 games. He just went on IR due to COVID reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes, he's having a – it's funny because everybody says Mahomes is having a quiet season. The guy's doing just as good as he's always
that's
done.
What I'm saying.
It's just, you know, other people are balling out. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, but the guy's still putting up numbers. Mm-hmm. They had a close game versus the Chargers, which I thought they actually should have lost. Shout out Justin Herbert. He bought out that game.
Yeah.
And then they did lose to the Raiders. So they've had a couple hiccups. And in my opinion, I feel like they're a mortal team, right? Everybody looked at them as this team that they're mortal.
Everybody was saying, oh, they're going back to back. Why
Super
even
Bowls,
play
yeah.
the full season?
And
they
are.
Who was that? Max Kellerman said 10 Super Bowls?
And they're 16-1 in their last 16 games. So full regular season, they're actually 16-1. Mm-hmm. I forgot who they lost to, but they seem more mortal
this year,
right?
This season, they lost to Oakland.
Yeah, so it was Oakland. So they're 16-1 besides that Oakland game, but they seem more mortal. Like I said, they seem like they're in games till the fourth quarter, till very late.
Mm-hmm.
A spread like 10 versus a team like Carolina, who's up and down. I'm not sure who's going to win that, but Joe's knows.
Oh, man. I'm never really sold on Kansas City Chiefs run defense. I don't think that they're very reliable in that department, especially with CMC coming back. I mean, he's coming back from a high ankle sprain, but he's had tons of time to, you know, recover. Mm-hmm. Assuming that, you know, he comes out and plays the football the way we expect him to play football, I do see the game moving a lot slower. I mean, the way you beat the Chiefs is you just run the ball and you keep Mahomes off the, you know, off the field.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have a good run game, I really like Panthers plus 10. I like 10.5 more. I wish the spread would have stayed there. I would definitely take plus 10.5. But at plus 10, I still feel pretty good. I would take plus 10. I mean, Kansas City's got one of the most explosive offenses, but They're not worried about covering spreads. They're just worried about covering winning football games. So
yeah, I don't care about the gamblers.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, talking about these big spreads, the biggest spread of the week is actually Pittsburgh Steelers minus 14 versus the Cowgirls.
I think
right?
it's at 15 now because Zeke might not even play.
So this is one of those games. 15, last week it was Chiefs minus 19 versus the Jets, and I saw that, and I'm like, I'm going to take the Jets. That's insane. That 19 points is huge. This week, though, I'm looking at the 15, and I think I'm going to take Pittsburgh because Dallas has just been atrocious. Like, they don't belong in the NFL. It's so bad.
I can't even speak on them because I don't know who's even out there.
Quarterback, you know, Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush, yeah. And they were talking about, well, we need the guy with more experience. Well, after last game, Ben DiNucci has thrown more passes, but I guess more experience, like being in the league. I mean, I guess that matters, but where is your head at? Are you taking this? Are you going to take that?
I mean, as sad as it is to say, and I feel like Skip Bayless, you know, riding along with the Cowboys, but I like the Cowboys. I mean, I think the Cowboys showed a lot of life against the Eagles. Granted, it is the banged up Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz, who does lead the league in turnovers. He had 4 turnovers, you know, by himself, 2 fumbles. I mean, Trayvon Diggs gets 2 interceptions on his own. So, I mean, they showed a lot of life. They had Gregory on the outside getting some pressure, you know. D-Law was getting some pressure too. So they got Sean Lee for the first time last week. He's an old head, but he's a veteran, you know, and he's probably doing a good job, you know, rallying a, you know, younger team around him to, you know, kind of play football. Vander Desch, who was out a couple games in the beginning of the season. So
he had a huge hit last game.
Yeah, he lifted him up off his feet. That was one of the strip sacks.
So I'm, you know, definitely. I mean, I love that linebacker core. I love Vander Desch. I love Jalen Smith. I love Sean Lee. So they've been one of my favorite linebacker cores in the league. You know, I give a shout out to the Bucks. You know, obviously I rock with my Seahawks. Love Bobby Wagner. You know, I forgot the question. I got so excited to talk about linebackers.
So Pittsburgh minus 15 versus Dallas. Who are you taking?
I'm taking plus 15. Dallas Cowboys. I don't even care if Zeke don't play. I don't care.
Okay, so talking about, so everybody, you know, Cowboys, everybody talks about one thing, Dak and the contract, right? Everybody, do the Dallas Cowboys re-sign Dak next year, make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL? Somebody else has kind of fallen in the shadows behind Dak that I want to talk about is Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. And the reason I bring him up is a new segment on the show we're doing is Love It or Dump It, right?
Right.
So I'm going to ask you two, Love It or Dump It, should the Cowboys trade Ezekiel Elliott before next season?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, look at the stats. I mean, there's really no difference between, you know, Tony Pollard and Zeke. Zeke's a huge contract. I would dump it. I mean, I would love what you're saying, but I would dump the contract and I would dump Zeke.
Gotcha. Renee?
I would agree. I mean, I really don't know what the kind of value and, you know, who has cap space for and how that all kind of works, because that's a little foreign to me. But in theory of getting rid of Zeke, you know, I'm all for it. I agree. Tony Pollard, you know, he comes off on the third down back. You got Zeke that punches in for 2 yards, it gets 3 yard, and Tony Pollard gets 7, he gets 12. He gets all the big runs, and I just think he wants it more. Zeke's got his payday. You know, he put on some weight from Cabo, and I don't think he's really in for it right now.
I also feel like, you know, running backs, they're not as
valuable.
Valuable. That's the word I'm looking for. Agreed. I feel like they're not as valuable because it's not like the 90s when Emmitt Smith was the back every single play. You know, I feel like running back committee is now the way to go. Fresh legs every time. And if you're going to do that, why pay one guy, what is it, $60 million?
Yeah, it's kind of like what the Rams do too. They rotate 3 running backs and they ground
fresh
and
legs.
Pound.
Yeah, every time.
But you have fresh legs in there. And Dallas Cowboys, they had a leading rusher in the NFL, and it was DeMarco Murray, right? Because they put him behind a good offensive line. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as long as you have a good offensive line, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter who's in the backfield unless he's a special talent like Kamara, McCaffrey, Derrick Henry.
I feel like that would be the exception because
Dalvin Cook.
Yes.
Dalvin Cook. I'm not leaving him out.
But I feel like that's an exception because you could line up CMC and Kamara, and you could play Aaron Jones, all 3 of those guys, really at slot. 5 wide, you know, they could do all of that. You can't put Zeke in the slot like that.
Yeah.
I mean, screens you can, but like bubble screens, I don't think so.
Well, and I know you mentioned Dalvin Cook, so let's get on to the Vikings-Lions game this week. So Dalvin Cook last week had 4 touchdowns and something nobody really saw coming. When he's healthy, he's one of the best running backs in the NFL. Mr. Renee knows over here.
Called this
Joe's
a week
knows,
3.
Saw it coming.
Week 3 when the Packers were undefeated and they seemed unbeatable. And, I mean, they still do after they trampled over the 49ers. But one thing, they're not a physical team. You get a big back. Like, if they were to ever play the Tennessee Titans would do the same thing to them. Mm-hmm. They can't stop the run. They've been struggling in that department for a long time. And if we go back to the playoffs, you know, if – The Seahawks are not playing with the back that hasn't played football in 2 years. Their fourth string option, Marshawn Lynch, and then his backup from like two yeah. years ago as well. Yeah. They win that game too. They struggle against the run, and I take every player prop rushing, you know.
No, that's a fact.
Well,
that's
another team that struggles versus the run is the Detroit Lions, one of the worst teams in the league against the run. Do you think Dalvin Cook could have a repeat performance and score 3 to 4 touchdowns this week?
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask for. But I could see him with 2 touchdowns. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? Kirk Cousins is having an awful season, and I don't really think – I mean
– $80 million.
Is that how much?
That's how much his contract's worth. That's an $80 million season right there, and he's doing that.
He doesn't really have a ton of options. Mm-hmm. I mean, Thielen, you know –
I mean, Justin Jefferson's been balling out.
He's
for
doing fantastic. But he gets a lot of, I feel like, garbage yards, you know.
Yeah.
They're down every game they play. So, yeah. You know, a lot of teams are playing soft coverage. You know, you're going to buff the stats up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel the same way kind of about Allen Robinson for the Bears.
Yeah.
I'm not really crazy about him. He's great for fantasy.
Okay.
Me and my friends, we have these debates every week, you know, about him. And I'm just not crazy about him. So, some of these teams that play from behind – I think they have like three wins from like double digits in the fourth quarter. So, you know, you're playing from behind, you're going to get some yards, you're going to kind of pat the stats.
Well, you know, it's pretty surprising. Guess who's the, you might have looked it up, the number one passing yards leader.
Matt Ryan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing from behind. That's why he's my fantasy quarterback.
Well, it's the same thing with Dak. 15, before Dak got hurt, he was leading the NFL in passing yards too. Mm-hmm. So passing yards don't really translate to wins. I don't know where that came from or that idea came from. Mm-hmm. But two teams that don't really pass the ball are the Tennessee Titans and the Chicago Bears. And they have a big game this week. Tennessee, they're actually they're favored +6.5, I believe it is, right?
That's a fair line.
All right. And then so the Bears' offense has been terrible, but they have one of the best defenses in the league against the run. Derrick Henry leads the league with 725 rushing yards. He's had, I think, 100 yards in every single game this season. Mm-hmm. Leads the league with 8 touchdowns on the season. Do you think the Bears can stop Derrick Henry, at least contain him so they can get a win, or do you think Tennessee comes out on top?
Well, I think Tennessee is going to come up on top, but contain him? I don't think so. I don't think so, because Leonard Fournette still had a pretty solid – Rojo had a pretty solid game against him. And he was up there in the yards leader, but Bruce Arians pulls him out whenever he messes up. But I feel like if, you know, he was doing it, Derrick Henry could do the same, you know, as long as Tannehill doesn't have to throw the ball.
Yeah,
I completely agree. I mean, I think nobody can really stop Derrick Henry. The Bucks have a good shot at it, but the Bears got a great defense too. But as long as the Bears offense does what it does and doesn't move the ball, Henry's going to get a ton of attempts, and he's a workhorse. You can feed him, you know, 30-plus times, and he's going to average. He can fall down, and he'll give you 3 yards.
Now, love it or dump it, do you think Derrick Henry can rush for over 1,600 yards this season?
1,600?
That'd be 100. He's at 725 in 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,600, he'd have 100 yards every single game this season.
Yes.
Minimum of 100 yards.
Yes.
I think so, because I feel like one of these games, he's got to snap for his 200. Let's say he does go out and, you know,
What's his ceiling? Because everybody knows he's going to run the ball too, right? What do you think his ceiling is for yardage this season? Do you think he could hit that 2,000?
No.
Ah, man, that's
He'd be the last running back since Chris Johnson to hit 2,000 for the Tennessee Titans.
That's a stretch, especially because, you know, he's not running the ball like they were back then. You know, they're not a committee team, but, you know, they understand, you know, fresh legs. Let's not run the dude into the ground.
Yeah.
You know, let's put in it's not Deion Lewis anymore, but the backups, basically.
The rookie, yeah.
Yeah.
Save him for the playoffs a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I think. I feel like if they're already, you know, clinched their division, why risk his injury?
No.
That's the only thing that I feel like it would hold him back.
Agreed.
Now, a similar game, two teams that like to run the ball. It's going to be the Indianapolis Colts versus the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore's coming off a loss to Pittsburgh. That was a big loss. Lamar Jackson had 4 turnovers. Indianapolis does have a great defense at stopping the run. Well, Baltimore's favored by 1. Who comes out on top?
The only thing that is holding them back, I feel like, is their offense. Like, you said they
holding who back?
The Colts.
Not a Phillip Rivers believer?
No, I'm not. I'm not sold
not
on
at all.
It. I'm
too
not
old.
Sold on it.
Too old. He looks awful. You watch him drop back into a play action, standing straight up.
Yeah, I mean they're 5-5 5-2 though. Do you think
their defense is fantastic?
Do you think they're playoff team?
They have a great defense. I feel like they're gonna come down to the wire between Tennessee and them.
Yeah.
So could be, but honestly, probably, because there's 7 teams that make it now.
Okay.
Right?
There's 7 teams.
Yeah, 7. So I feel like, yeah, they could make it. they'll probably be the last seed or they'll win the division. That's probably it for them.
And I'm jumping around a little bit over here, but talking about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. So last year they had a big game versus the New England Patriots. In my mind, I thought they were going to blow them out, which they did. It was like 37-20. Mm-hmm. But besides that game, in big time games, it doesn't seem like Lamar Jackson seems to perform that well, right? Four turnovers versus the Steelers on primetime. They beat bad teams and then they lose to good teams. Do you mm-hmm. think Lamar Jackson will ever actually get over the hump and lead Baltimore to a Super Bowl?
They actually did beat the Seattle Seahawks. So they don't only beat bad teams.
I mean, well, last season.
It was like a double-digit victory.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I was a little hurt that game.
I mean, they choked versus Tennessee, right, first round.
No, but I know where
you're
coming
from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I mean,
fun fact. Oh, man. I gotta get in here. Scoot over. Oh, yeah, it's your girl, guest starring, Ivory. Hey, y'all. Anyways, go follow me. Anyways.
All right, who gave the girl the mic? So, anyways.
Okay,
so
no one's talking to you now. Okay, no, but fun fact. So, Lamar Jackson is the only QB that's 24-0.
24-1.
24-1. Mm-hmm. In all not important games.
Oh, sure. You mean 24-1?
Yeah, he's like virtually undefeated.
But except when it comes down to like those down the wire games, like the big games that you guys are talking about and him not delivering. So I don't know if it's because he just need to get his shit together because he's still like kind of new to the league, but at the same time, it's like you got to just get your shit together because you're too big of a name last year not doing as good as you should have, because there's no way that they should have lost to the Steelers and it was his fault with the fumble. Mm-hmm. So
two fumbles and two interceptions, I believe. But yeah,
there you have it. But yeah, outside of three, he's not clutch. That's what, which is crazy because he's the most running quarterback. He's
on the show.
Yeah, no, I know, and I'm the cute one. Anyways, okay, so but no, for real. So the problem is he's not clutch, which is crazy because he's the most running kind of like quarterback, like super talented. I feel like he's the one that really got the biggest talk for running quarterbacks. Like we've been had him. Like Michael Vick, whatever, but he's really gave a whole brand name to it. Now we're like looking at Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson. Oh, now we're looking at Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson as like, oh, look at their run game or look at this person's run game. We're just noticing it more. Even like Pat Mahomes' comment last like season, he's like, when he made like a crazy ass run, he's like, did I look like Lamar? You know what I'm saying? But anyways, he's not clutch, which is crazy considering how talented of an athlete he is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's like a lot of pressure on him being like a leader because he is, his personality is a lower key personality. You know, he's more to himself. And I think that pressure might low key get to him. Like he has something to prove. Even when he got drafted, he's like last pick, like, you know, I'll show you guys, I'll get a ring, or even like a good for running back, you know, his clothing line that he put out, you know? So there could be a little bit of a, maybe insecurity or whatever when it comes to it outside of just athletic ability. I think all of those things do matter, but he does have to get it together, especially if he wants to be anywhere near MVP conversation again. And that was your girl's input.
Well, very there nice. Goes Ivory.
Very nice.
The take of the day.
To piggyback off his athletic ability and, you know, and these clutch situations, I think, you know, you look at Lamar Jackson, he's a walking highlight reel, mm-hmm. you know, a lot like Pat Mahomes, but he feels like he has to do it himself. And so he doesn't trust his team, you know, I feel like enough in his weapons. I mean, not that he has the most weapons, but yeah. he's got yeah. him out there.
So. I'm not gonna say he has the worst, but yeah. he doesn't have the best.
He's got a great tight end.
Marquise Brown yeah. actually just went on Twitter and complained about him not getting the ball enough. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think like he's actually a playmaker that they should be looking at?
I mean, with his speed alone, yeah, and from what he's done last year, I would say he's probably their best receiver right now.
Yeah.
But also, defense has been playing them different. You know, they were giving Lamar the sidelines. You know, they're trying to bring everything to the middle. Focus on the run, and they're saying, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to throw to the sidelines.
Well, one thing they lost as well that nobody's really talking about is last year they had three tight end packages. They actually ran three tight ends almost damn near every snap last mm-hmm. year. This year they lost Hayden Hurst to the right. Atlanta Falcons. I feel like people don't talk about that enough because everybody says Baltimore needs a receiver. Right, they just signed Dez Bryant, who got activated to the – he made it to the active roster
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I
just
can't
got
wait to see
yeah.
that.
So everybody's talking about they need a big-time receiver. Well, when you have three big tight ends, you really don't necessarily need that receiver. Right, they can still pass the ball on the insides, down the hashes, get the ball down the field, especially with that nasty run game. But in the big time games, I really don't know what it is.
I agree. I mean, I feel like they run the ball, you know, just as good as any of the best run teams. I mean, if you're gonna think of like running offenses, I mean, you got the 49ers, you got the Minnesota Vikings, and I, you know, then you got the Baltimore Ravens, and the Baltimore Ravens just are so deep at the back position. I mean, they got Gus Edwards, you know, they got Mark Ingram. They, I don't even know the rookie's name, but I know
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah,
Dobbins. Yeah, he's solid too. He had a nice game. He ran for 114 against the Steelers last week.
Wow, I didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that alone, I mean, you don't really need to pass the ball. I mean, if I mean, you look at Tennessee Titans in the playoffs, I think Ryan Tannehill has less than 100 yards in his first two wins in a playoff.
Yeah.
So if, and that's what wins football games.
You're absolutely right.
You control the clock. You got a good defense. What they do have, you know, you win games. So I don't think you need necessarily more weapons. I think, you know, Titans are great, especially in those packages where they have, you know, an additional blocker that can, you know, go out for, you know, reception as well. I think that really helps out a lot. And, I don't think they need any more big-time playmakers. I just think he needs to be smarter with the football and trust his team.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now Joe's nose over here, if you guys didn't know, he actually called the Miami Dolphins with the win over the 49ers a couple weeks back, and then he did call another Vikings over Packers win last week. Renee, what would you say is the upset of the week this week and then your lock of the week before we move on to Love It or Dump It?
Okay, let me go ahead and look at these lines real quick. Did I click it?
Yeah, it should be in slow. There we go.
There we go. Okay. Upset special. Upset special. There's nothing really crazy line-wise, but if I were to say an underdog that I think is a favorite to win this week, I've probably got to go.
I see a pretty enticing one.
I do like if Fitzmagic plays for the Dolphins, which is not going to happen. I love the Dolphins, but other than that, I got to probably go to the Monday night game. I got to go to the Jets and New England.
Sam Darnold is not playing anymore. He is not starting in that game.
Is he not?
Damn, no. What's his breaking news?
Breaking news. I'm breaking it right
this,
here.
This just came in.
Sam Darnold is not playing.
Lock it, boys.
He
lock it.
Hurt his AC joint in his shoulder.
Wow. Joe Flacco's a better quarterback either way.
Whoa.
I'm not a Sam Darnold believer. I don't really like him.
Why not?
He lost me too much money.
Nah, Sam Darnold next year when he's on the Colts and or the 49ers, I feel like he'll be winning way more games. That's a real hot take right there.
All right. Well, let's move on to Love It or Dump It. So the first one I'm going to ask you guys, Aaron Rodgers, right? He just had a big win versus the 49ers this week on Thursday Night Football. It was a huge win. And the overhit with 4 seconds left. Fuck.
Head under.
So, yeah, had the under. I was pissed. So, Aaron Rodgers will be in a different uniform next year. Love it or dump it.
Man, in the beginning of the season, you know, I would have loved it taking, you know, Jordan Love in the first round. Yeah, in the end of the first round. You know, not looking to help him with weapons. Kind of making it seem like, well, you know, basically, you know, Alex Smith played quarterback and then Mahomes took his spot. You know, the same way where the last three teams Tyrod Taylor's been on, you know, he's the bridge quarterback. But the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, I feel like he made Matt LaFleur look stupid, should have got him more weapons in the draft, and I think Aaron Rodgers is staying a little bit longer.
All right, Renee?
I have to agree that he's staying. I just can't even imagine him
in a different uniform.
In a different uniform. But I'm sure
but that's
you know
what I'm saying. People
about Tom Brady.
That, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So,
there you go.
It's tough to see. I mean, hopefully, you know, this up-and-coming draft, I don't know what kind of, you know, wide receiver prospects they got, you know, that are in the league. I mean, if they're anything as strong as what this season was with, like, CeeDee Lamb and some of the younger other guys, I feel like, you know, they need to bless him with some weapons because he's doing a lot with Davante Adams and the supporting cast he's got around him. I mean, Aaron Jones has had fantastic numbers as a back out the field with receptions, and so is Jamal Williams, sir.
Yeah, Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
And then they got A.J. Dillon back there now, too.
And hold on, who's their fourth stringer?
Dexter Williams, Olympia High School.
Yeah, shout out Dex. Hey, you know what's crazy? Actually, I didn't go to high school.
Hurt his
guy.
Hurt his knee in one play.
But
is that what happened? Yeah, he sprained his MCL after one play, after one carry.
Yeah, but they got Valdez Scantling. He's, you know, pretty solid. Maybe LaFleur just
two touchdowns this week.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he solid or is Aaron Rodgers just that good?
Hey, Valdez Scantling's from St. Pete. You know, we breed real talent out there.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it could be, you know, Aaron, but maybe LaFleur believes in his receivers.
All right.
But wouldn't it be cool? Like, look at Bruce Arians. He went out there and brought in AB. He brought in Leonard Fournette. You know, he drafted a right tackle. You like Aaron Rodgers? He's not getting any younger.
To see what he could
like,
do.
Why
with
Why wouldn't
like
you pull the
Will
trigger
Fuller, yeah.
and trade for Will Fuller or really anybody? I mean,
do you think it's an ego thing with the general manager in the organization?
I don't. I mean, I'm no mind reader, but I feel like it's got to be. What, the like, only, don't you want to win too?
The only right. the only justification I'll have, because I was thinking about this sitting at home, and I'm going to kind of relate it to Madden, which is pretty stupid, right?
Right.
But looking through their eyes, if I have a generational talent at quarterback, yeah, I want to surround him with weapons. But at the same time, if he's that great, he can make his receivers look good like Brady did, right?
Right.
So I can give him some mediocre talent, and they still move the ball downfield and put up points, and I can spend my cap money on the defense, on the offensive line, and so on, right? Because they try to bring in some big-time defensive players. They brought in some pass rushers. Mm-hmm. They try to get some corners in the draft, and they sign safeties to help Aaron Rodgers kind of, in my opinion, stay on the field, right? Because if the defense can force you to go three and out, keep Aaron Rodgers on the field, he's going to put up points, mm-hmm. right? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So that's my only justification. All right, so staying in the NFC North, somebody that hasn't been doing too well is Matt Patricia. So in his career as a head coach after he left New England, he's 10-25-1. So love it or dump it, the Detroit Lions, do they have a new coach next season? And side note, will it be Jim Harbaugh?
I mean, Jim Harbaugh's...
So Jim Harbaugh had four seasons as a head coach with the Niners, right? His mm-hmm. his record was 44-19-1. He took him to the Super Bowl with Cap. And, of course, they lost to Baltimore Ravens and Ray Lewis. Now with Michigan, they lost today. They got destroyed by Indiana, and there's been a lot of rumors that he's going to go back to the NFL. He's already in Michigan, so it's not that far of a drive to Detroit, mm-hmm. and he could go coach the Lions. A lot of people are talking about it. That's the rumors. Do you think it happens, and if so, why? And would it be a good move?
To hire a failing college football coach? I mean, he did have success. He did have a solid team in San Francisco. They were, you know, pretty shitty until he got there. Incorporated the whole new RPO, Wade Kaepernick. I mean, it sounds like it could be a story, you know, made in heaven, but I don't know. I feel like it's too soon to call that. So I'm just going to go with yeah. Hell like yeah. It. Hey, well, I love it.
So I'm going to throw this in there too. The reason I bring it up is Detroit, Matt Stafford, right? He's mm-hmm. not having too bad of a season, but he is right. getting up there in age. He's had the bad back problems and so on. Detroit should pick top 10 this year. All right, I'm going to throw this out there. What if they get somebody who Jim Harbaugh does have experience playing against? They go, they grab Justin Fields. They let him sit behind Stafford for a year. Harbaugh gets to coach Justin Fields and then see what he could do with him, kind of like what he did with Cap.
Then in the same style system. They got to trade up. Justin Fields will be gone. They better get
He's
going
to go two or three, in my opinion.
Justin Fields?
I think Detroit could be there, and they'll have draft capital to move up if they want to, especially yeah. with teams at the top like the Giants and the Jets. They have a quarterback. Now, of course, they could go get Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. But I don't think they'd let go of Daniel Jones or Sam Bradford to go get Justin Fields and rebuild again.
Sam Darnold. I don't know, because I'll save that for my love it or dump it. But I feel like one of those New York teams will keep their quarterback. The other New York team will be moving on. And that's basically just off of ego. I don't know what that one, but I'll go, that'll be my love it or dump it.
But, okay.
Then if Detroit's number three, then yeah, I feel like they go quarterback.
Okay.
But there's, you know, a few teams that might be at the bottom with young quarterbacks that are already, you know, ready to move on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just got to see if Justin Fields, he's not falling top three or out of the top three.
I don't think so either. Renee?
I don't really follow college football enough to give an opinion on this. But as far as the coaching goes for, Jim Harbaugh going to Detroit, I mean, they got nothing to lose. I can't remember the last time they were a winning team.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly,
it was when
yeah.
they had Calvin Johnson.
Exactly, yeah. So, not even. I don't know. 0-16.
Yeah. No, freaking
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they went 0-16.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
they got to do something.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to go. They love wasting generational talent.
They do.
Like Megatron, Barry Sanders, even Matthew Stafford is, you know, yeah. I say he's a great
he's
quarterback.
He's a competitor. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's out there in Detroit.
Sucks.
Damn.
Well, so going to the NFC East, love it or dump it. The Eagles are going to have a couple players coming back. So they're going to have Alshon Jeffrey, Lane Johnson, and Sanders coming back to play. Do the Eagles win a home playoff game this year?
Oh.
Eagles don't make it there.
You don't think they make it there?
No, Washington Who football team.
Is going to win the division?
Win the division.
Explain.
Go on.
Carlos Wentz.
I want to hear this shit.
It's awful. I mean, I like the Washington football team a lot. I think they've got a great front four. They've got a good defense. Ron Rivera is a second half season coach. I heard a statistic. I'm not sure what it is. It would have been better to have it. But that, you know, I think he has a pretty strong winning record coming in the second half of the season. The biggest dilemma I feel that the Washington football team has was that they had big quarterback identity issues. Mm-hmm. They probably still do. They don't know where to go with, you know, go with Alex Smith, go with Dwayne Haskins or go with Kyle Allen. I like Kyle Allen. I think he did fantastic in the beginning of the season for Carolina. I think Ron Rivera has a lot of trust in him and likes him too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kyle Allen played lights out, and there was rumors, you know, that Cam Newton would never play football again, you know, that he was that good. So I like them a lot. I mean, they've got, you know, what, Scary Terry at the wide receiver.
Yeah, he's solid. Yeah.
He became a captain.
Yeah, so.
Congrats to Scary Terry. He's a big fan of our podcast. But I'm going to have to say yes. Kevin, I love it because I think the Eagles, on paper, fully healthy. I'm a believer in Carson Wentz still. I'm not writing him off because he's out there playing with third string O-line. You know, they're signing people on the practice squad. You know, they're playing free agents that have been on the team for a week. You know, they're 1 and 2, 3, 4 receivers are out. You know, Fulgham was a, you know, failure in Green Bay. Now he's in Philly and he's a top fantasy wide receiver. Miles Sanders is out. So they've been playing with Boston Scott, who I think in that offense, he's, you know, solid, but I'd rather have Miles Sanders than Boston Scott.
Agreed.
The only thing I feel like is holding them back is, you know, the defensive side. Their secondary solid with, you know, the addition of Darius Slay, but I think that they could, because if you look at it, they'll be the fourth seed, you know, the lowest.
Yeah, they would be.
Yeah, and they would play.
They would play the fifth seed, which would most likely be the second place in the NFC West, so probably Arizona.
That's the only thing that I'm worried about is if it's Arizona. Because
no chance.
That's what I'm saying. No. If it's Arizona, no. But if somehow it's the Saints, I would take that.
It could be the Saints. It could be the Saints or Arizona, yeah.
If it's Arizona, no. it was fun, Philly, but
yeah, Arizona has the number one offense in the league right now, actually.
But I mean, that's the thing. Will the injuries hold them back far enough to even make it? Because yeah. Right now, I'm all for the Redskins, actually. I agree with that part.
Football team.
Oh, dang, I just did a racist. right now, you know, with the teams, that, you know, because they got to go out there and play with what they have, you know. Lane Johnson, you know, he might not be, you know, fully healthy. But, like, right now, yeah, I'll take the Redskins, but you know, later down the season, people start coming back from injury. I think Philly could even win a first-round play, a home playoff game.
Now,
unless it's Arizona, then they're going to get dogged.
Staying on the topic of Philly, let me read off some stats. So Carson Wentz this season, right, mm-hmm. 1,800 passing yards, 12 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. All right. His best season in his career, this is his fifth year, has been 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. So the most he's thrown for is 27 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And everybody's defending this guy, saying, give him some time. Everybody's been hurt around him, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let me read off some other names of quarterbacks who didn't have that much time. So Daniel Jones is already catching some heat, all right? Daniel Jones threw for 3,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. So he doubled Carson Wentz's touchdown passes and the same amount of interceptions. Gardner Minshew, 1,800 passing yards, the same as Carson Wentz. He had 13 touchdowns. Carson Wentz had 12, and he only had 5 interceptions. So better numbers than Carson Wentz with the Jags, who don't have much help either. Yet Gardner Minshew's already getting benched. Carson Wentz is getting more time. Marcus Mariota had 13 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Where's he at now? All right, he's a backup for the Oakland or for the Vegas Raiders, yeah. And nobody's heard of him since.
Right.
Do you guys feel like Carson Wentz is getting a long leash in a way, how everybody's giving him a chance and using the excuse that his receivers are hurt? Or should the Eagles move on, and should have they even have stayed with Nick Foles to begin with?
100%. Every week when I fade these boys and I he's having a shaky game and I see Jalen Hurts, you know, throwing the ball on the sideline, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm done for. I think they should have been switched up, you know, who they're moving with. I think they have too much confidence in him. He had, you know, maybe he had more than one good season, but, you know, to reflect their Super Bowl victory, you know, he did lead them pretty much all the way there. And, you know, Nick Foles finished the job. So I think a lot of Eagles fans and, you know, the coaching staff and the community itself is a big believer and loves him. And I don't think he's that great.
If they don't make the playoffs this season, since he is going to have some weapons coming back, do you think they move on?
I don't think they'll move on just because, you know, egos and that gets in the way. Right. I don't think they should because, you know, everybody you just named got benched too early, I think. I think Mariota, you know, that wasn't the right offense for him, you know, under center. I feel like he's a quarterback that needs to be in shotgun, you know, doing RPOs, not, you know, Tennessee ground and pound, you know, play action, read this, read that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, some of these quarterbacks never played under center until they got to the NFL. Yeah,
he played for Oregon, so they're traditionally a shotgun team.
Right. I don't think Gardner Minshew should have got benched that early, too. He was, you know, I mean, he wasn't like, you know, MVP discussion, but, you know, for Jacksonville, he was, you know, doing a solid job. I don't think Daniel Jones should be bent, or, you know, should even be catching heat because they don't really have any weapons around him.
Yeah.
So I feel like they shouldn't add Carson Wentz to the list because everybody's, you know, unhealthy. He was in an MVP discussion that Super Bowl year until he tore his ACL. So I wouldn't just, you know, write him off yet. I mean, and that's the thing. Where's he going to go?
Well, I don't think anybody would pick him up, honestly. I'm not a believer in Carson Wentz.
I think there'll be teams that are interested. There's some team, you know, there's some quarterbacks rostered now that, you know.
Maybe the Steelers, if he could, you know, play after Big Ben retires, but.
But he's got.
It's better than Big Ben, I'll give him that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I watched this guy roll out to the right and throw the ball across the field to the left sideline. Like, Carson Wentz is out there just slinging the ball.
He's got no help out there. He's trying to do it all himself, and I think that's.
But there's
also
other quarterbacks
that
have no hope as well, and they're not. I mean, they're not. Like you said, MVP race, but yeah, they're at least competing, winning
games.
No,
but I feel like he's out there just thinking, like, it's me or me and nobody. Like, you know, like how we were talking about Lamar doesn't trust his guys.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz doesn't trust his guys. Why should he? He's probably thrown, what, 20 passes this season to Fulgham?
Yeah, well, I mean, another team that I could think of is Chicago because Eagles' defense is not that bad,
yeah,
right? They're not. And Chicago's offense, they're not that good, just like the Eagles, yet they're still 5-2, right? So even with the weak receiving core and not enough talent around the quarterback, which they don't even have a quarterback necessarily, mm-hmm, right? They've been switching between Trubisky and Nick Foles. They're still winning games. Carson Wentz isn't doing his job to win games in the worst division in the NFL.
Right.
All right. So in my opinion, I'd say move on.
I'd say move on. I don't think
move on.
No, don't
else.
Do it yet.
If they move on, he has a job nowhere.
But that's the thing. Yeah. I feel like
as a starter.
As a starter,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
But I feel like they can't get anything for him if you think about it, because now these other teams have the upper hands. You know, they're just going to be like, oh, wait, you want a first-round pick for, you know, 20 interceptions? So
yeah,
now they can't even, you know.
I don't think he would get traded. I think he'd just get released as a free agent.
And they just eat up all that cap?
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
You know, Jalen Hurts is sitting there, too, and I'm sure they probably want to get him in more so you get a little bit of experience. And they're already losing, so you might as well. You have nothing to lose.
No, but that's the thing. They do have a lot to lose because that division's wide open.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't risk it. I would not put Jalen Hurts in right now. I mean, at the rate, he's probably going to, I mean, Carson Wentz is probably going to get injured anyway. Like, why are we even discussing
true.
This?
True.
So, I think it's way too early to move on.
Yeah, so enough of quarterbacks. So, let's get to receivers, right? There was an argument on Twitter this week where Julio Jones claimed that he was the best receiver in the league still. Devontae Adams fired back, said he was the best receiver in the league, and then DeAndre Hopkins laughed at both of them. So, the stats for this season, right? Julio has 584 yards, which is the lowest out of the three. Devontae Adams has 675. DeAndre Hopkins has 704.
That's the most.
The most. Mm-hmm. The biggest difference is that Julio only has 2 touchdowns. We know Julio doesn't score that many touchdowns. Devontae Adams has 8. DeAndre Hopkins only has 3. So the Devontae Adams is scoring touchdowns, right? He had 6 touchdowns in the last 3 games, which is insane, right? And he didn't even play for I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks because he had turf toe.
Right.
So he's killing it, in my opinion. I'd say he's the best receiver in the league. Another name I'll throw in there is DK Metcalf, but only reason I'm leaving him out for now, because I do think DK could be the best receiver in the NFL. Is Ivory giving me a weird look?
No, she's all for it.
Yeah.
All for it.
Yeah. So, I think DK will be, honestly, I think he's going to be the best receiver in the NFL, right? The only reason I'm leaving him out is because he wasn't in the argument, and he's still young, right? He's learning. But
that's the thing. Like, what are we arguing numbers-wise, or are we just talking about, like, pure receiver?
Best receiver you'd want on your team as well.
Right.
Right. In my opinion, Julio's older. He's, I don't want to say washed. He's not washed, but he's not.
Well, if like it's like, all right, are we going to build a dynasty? Then I'm going to take a younger guy. But if it's like, you know, one season where, you know, it's 7-on-7, you pick your, you know, your one best receiver, I'm taking Julio.
Over Devontae Adams?
I'm taking Julio. He's bigger. He's got more size. He's going to, like, I mean, they all could go up and get it, but one can just go up there higher.
I mean, I can't. Matt Ryan leads the NFL in passing yards, and Julio still doesn't have that many touchdowns, and his yardage is mediocre compared to the other elite receivers.
Well, that's what I like. That's why this is such a hard debate, because, all right, let's put them all in the Green Bay offense then. Would that be, like,
I might go with DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm rolling with Julio, just because, like, I mean, as a Bucs fan, I watched that man torch us. And plus, I don't know what games you guys get in Orlando, but for some reason, we only get Atlanta. We get Tampa or Atlanta. So I'm watching this man, Julio, and he's getting double covered. This year, I will say his hands have been a little bit shaky, but I've seen DeAndre Hopkins drop some. I haven't seen Devontae Adams really even play because of his injuries. But I just still, you know, Julio does, you know, he's not lacking any athletic ability at his age. I'm going to roll with Julio. I mean,
Joe's nose.
Dang, it's still just, it's tough though, because I'm not like, because I'm still not even fully set now. Think about it. Dang, because I'm thinking about DeAndre Hopkins or Devontae Adams route running, but I just feel like Julio is the better athlete. See, now I'm like, I don't know. Like, how do we even argue this, yeah, man? I'm tripping.
It's tough, right? It's tough. Definitely a tough argument, and I don't want to be held to the fire, you know, 3 weeks later when D-Hop ends up breaking out and ends up being number one, you know? But I think I had to go with Devontae Adams. I mean, he's got the most touchdowns. He's missed two games.
By far.
You know, and and he's killing it. He's the number one guy right now. He's getting double covered just like Julio Jones is, and he's doing everything, you know? So I got to give it to him. I think his route running is so good. I think it made Chad Ochocinco cry on Twitter. Yeah, he said that's how beautiful it was. Yeah. And you know how much he loves his route running. And, you know, arguably says that he's one of the best route runners ever. But I think Devontae Adams is reliable. And I like him a lot. I like D-Hop a lot, too. You know, I like Julio, but I like Metcalf more than I like Julio.
Ooh. Dang.
I do.
Hey, dang.
I can't disagree.
Young,
yeah.
He's so young.
I don't know how GMs passed up on him.
That's crazy because they were hyping him up.
Did he go in the second round or something like that?
Second round, like end of the second round.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I feel like DK is, like, if he had to pick, like, which one he resembles the most, I would say Julio.
Megatron.
Yeah.
Megatron.
I'm talking about out of the three.
Oh, out of the three. Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because
the other guys are not as big as physical.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so he's more physical. But, man, DK's got to be number four.
I've never seen a play trend on Twitter with a receiver not even touching the ball. Right. When he chased down Buda Baker,
oh my god!
Like, that's effort, man. The kid wants it. He's like the perfect player to draft. Like, that's what your team wants to build
that
around.
That man,
you know?
No, he's mean. Like, he's a mean receiver.
You imagine him crackbacking you.
Good thing they banned that rule. Good thing they took that rule out. Yeah. But, like, he can block. He can go up and get it. The underneath route against San
number?
Francisco, if you had it. Nah, man. But, like, how he just took that underneath route and, you know, you would think, like, 6'4", whatever he is.
Right, tiptoe on the sideline.
Freak of nature.
For sure. I got a group chat, you know, full of dummies that, for whatever reason, think that Kenny Golladay is better than DK and that TK is not even a top 10 wide receiver.
Top 10?
They got to throw the whole phone away.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell them.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, they just Seahawks haters, though.
Get them on here. So, last love it or dump it. All right. So, Renee, you might like this one. So, this guy has 26 touchdowns in 7 games. The touchdown record in the NFL for the most in a season is 55 by Peyton Manning when he did it with Denver Broncos. Can Russell Wilson break the NFL passing touchdown record this season?
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. And the biggest reason I do love it is because they're 32nd in pass defense. So he's got to do it to win games. Yeah. And they don't have no healthy backs. I mean, they don't have Chris Carson. They don't have Carlos Hyde. Mm-hmm. They don't have Travis Homer. They're relying on the rookie DJ Dallas.
Well, our statistician Ivory is saying breaking news that the Seattle Seahawks are going to sign Alex Collins from the Baltimore Ravens. He's been sitting out for 2 years, and he averages four yards per carry. So the run game might get a little bit better.
I mean, so did Marshawn Lynch, and we don't know what he looks like. We haven't seen him, so I'm not going to really lean on that much. I'm still going to lean on Russell Wilson. You know,
and let Russ cook.
That's a great take.
Let Russ cook.
That is a great take. And more breaking news, you heard it here first.
I'm not even crazy about him either.
Before Adam Scheffler even reported it.
Yeah, he was. Too busy making music videos. Yeah.
But no, I that's a great take. I love it because, you know, everybody's talking about DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett is, I mean, he's not just as good, but he's, you know, solid. He had, what, 5 touchdowns that went against Arizona? 4 or 5? Four. Because 5 would be something like
that. I think it was three. But still, it was a fantastic game.
Oh, it got taken away.
That was the DK. He's talking about Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, no, Tyler Lockett, he's a monster, too.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean,
very underrated.
I mean, but Russell Wilson is going to make anyone look like a monster, too. But I'm not taking nothing away from Tyler Lockett. Uh-huh. Tyler Lockett is fantastic. You know, he's 10 toes down anywhere in the end zone, in the corner. You know, he's in getting the positioning. Mm-hmm. He'll take the hits. He's smart. He's not the biggest guy.
Yeah.
He's not the fastest guy. But, you know, he's a playmaker, so for sure.
And 55.
When you got DK, you got Tyler Lockett. And once you get ready to go Greg Olsen and you put Jacob Hollister in the lineup or somebody, you
know, he'll break that record.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind. Chris Carson back is a great back, you know, great receiving option as well, too. Once we get him healthy,
yeah.
I mean, you just have so many weapons.
Now, one question.
Josh Gordon, too.
One question for you and answer it in just one word. Oh, yeah, Josh Gordon, too. Yeah, answer it in one word. Russell Wilson, MVP this year.
Duh. One duh. Word. Duh.
Duh. That duh. Easy. Over Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes is balling out as well. Tom Brady's having a good season. What separates Russell Wilson from everybody else?
And as silly as an answer it is, it's their pass defense. None of these guys have to be the number one factor to win their games. Pat Mahomes, he's got Tyreek Hill. He's got the number one tight end in football, Travis Kelce. He's got Sammy Watkins. He's got Carlos Hyde. He's got Le'Veon Bell. I'm about to run out of breath with how many weapons he has.
Yeah, Don't start with Tampa. Then you'll be here all night.
Exactly. And I'm not discrediting, the weapons that Russell Wilson has. But they do have stout defense. They have a consistent run game. And both the Bucs do, and both the Chiefs does. And right now, the Seahawks, who were a run-heavy team last year, don't have no run game. I mean, this is a bold statistic, but I would imagine that Russell Wilson is probably leading almost their rushing because they haven't had a consistent rusher because Chris Carson is hurt and Carlos Hyde is hurt, and the backups were just, I mean, I think DJ Dallas was averaging like 2.7 yards a carry, which is awful.
Yeah,
one of you guys could do that.
No,
I might.
Now Russell Wilson, he's gonna get close, right? I don't know if he'll break the record. He'll get close for sure. He's my favorite pick to win MVP as well this year. If Russell Wilson does win a Super Bowl this year, because they do have a good chance, is he top three quarterbacks of all time?
Oh, all time,
all time. He'll have three Super Bowl rings. He'll have, I believe, this will be his first MVP.
No, he's only. Three Super Bowls? Two. Be second ring.
Yeah, be second.
He did lose. Second Super Bowl. Brady has six. Besides Brady, it's like Manning with two. Joe Montana has four, is it?
Yeah.
And he'll be top five, I believe. Just like Renee said, what he does with nobody around him, especially on defense.
You said top five of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brady, Manning. Yes, let's hear it.
You're comparing these people. He's
31. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We got more time.
I respect. You know what? Yeah. Let me get in here. Your girl back, y'all. Follow me. Anyways.
Oh, brother.
Okay, no, but for real. So one thing that when we're talking about Tom Brady, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and we're talking about Russell Wilson, one thing we have to keep in mind is that Russell Wilson's 31 years old. He's going – high probability of getting his second ring. He's already been to the Super Bowl. This will be his third time if he does go into the Super Bowl. Another thing you have to look at, too, is just how well he – one. I mean, they all do. He takes such good care of his body, right? Like, he's one of a very, very smart player. Like, the level of actual talent that he has, he's short as shit. Like, to be in this conversation, like, he looks like all their little brother. You know what I'm saying? So the way that he thinks, the way he runs – like Tom Brady, never, you know, he don't have that in him, but you have Russell Wilson with the run game, but he's not like Lamar Jackson where he's just crazy. He's just the perfect amount. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, he's almost like, he's just the perfect amount of everything. You know the Powerpuff Girls when they're like putting everything, all this sugar and spice? He's just like, it's just perfect for longevity. And he's only going to go up from here. And then we have DK Metcalf, right? Who, I mean, there's great receivers. Even the conversation you guys were having with Devontae Adams and Hopkins and all that stuff. But DK is not only is he, I mean, he's a baby, but at the same, he's 6'4". He ran 22 miles an hour all the way across the motherfucking field. First of all, he was standing. You know, like how it is to take off when someone got the pick, he's running. DK is standing in that moment, and then looks over and was like, oh, I'm going to get him easy. Okay,
puts his head down and catches him. Yeah.
All the way down that motherfucking field, got his ass 22 miles an hour. You have a 6'4". Talent who could run. That's the most important part. Hey, so it's the it's the dynasty for me. So when it comes to the rings part, no. For real, listen, y'all. For real though, but like be open to it. When it comes to dynasty, I mean Tom Brady, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and you look at Tom Brady Gronk, right? Okay, but DK. Especially as he evolves and gets better, and Russell just evolves and get better, because that's the thing about older people and stuff, and that's why you guys are saying, like, oh, Julio Jones is older, Carson Wentz is older, we're going to get rid of them and stuff like that, but that's sure talent. Those are sure hands. That's, you know, they know what they do. They know when they're falling. Their toes, no matter what, are going to touch, both feet are going to touch the floor before they get pushed out, right? You know, those things that happen only as age goes by, but there's a dynasty coming if they play their cards right. They have the potential. I think I'm going to say that I think the highest, but if not, I'm being biased here. One of the highest ones to actually have a dynasty, something similar to the Patriots. I don't see that coming again with the Patriots unless, you know, they get some their shit together, because it's not going to happen with Cam, right? But I really could see it honestly happening with the Seahawks, especially like Bobby Wagner. We're not going to talk about his game when they put him to go blitz.
Yeah, I think they blitzed him three times.
I was going to say finally. Yeah.
All over them. And he's, I mean, like, even him, and we definitely need some more defensive people and hopefully get them back. You know, we have Carlos Dunlap coming in. We got Jamal Adams getting back. Jamal Adams showed out this year, which I didn't see. But anyways, I don't know why I got to this whole dynasty thing. But the point is, I think Russell Wilson is definitely going to be in the talk for being one of the greatest of all time. He might end up being the greatest because he has a lot of potential going forward and stuff, but he has a lot to live up to. So he's not, you know, he has a lot to live up to, but he's been to three Super Bowls already. He's probably going to get a second one. He has a super high potential in having a dynasty of going back to back. And if not every year, maybe a year later going back to back, which is like a big, big deal, because I don't think, at least to my knowledge, and I don't know like the most about football, right? But I don't think anybody's had a dynasty like Tom Brady.
Well, Tom Brady got Gronk at 31.
At 31? You see, and we got DK earlier. Oh no,
she up to something.
I don't think Russell Wilson's ever had a losing season in the NFL, right? I don't think he's ever been below 8-8 since he's been to the NFL.
Sounds about right.
I'm just gonna agree to it.
Yeah, I don't think he has.
No,
sounds
he hasn't.
Good to me,
he doesn't sound like a loser to me.
He's 9-1.
He changed the Seahawks around because when the Seahawks turned around.
Well, he's a third round draft pick also, right?
Yeah, because they signed Matt Flynn to some crazy deal, and then he came in as a third round pick and was like, this is my job now.
So, I mean, kind of piggybacking off what Renee said, I think if he does get all this done, it's a big if, right? We don't know what's going to happen. But something like breaking the touchdown record, something like winning another MVP, winning another Super Bowl, I think he could launch himself in the top five. And kind of like what Ivory said, he has another 90. I mean, he said he wants to play till he's 45, right? Which Brady's almost there. Brady's 43, 44. So he has another 10, 15 years to kind of complete his resume. If you look at his resume now, he's already a Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
Agreed.
And he still has another 10 years.
His accuracy is insane.
Well, like, he puts $1.5 million to his body. So,
that's what I was saying. The way he takes care of himself.
LeBron James is doing that, and he's, in his peak. And plus, Russell Wilson plays quarterback. So other than, kickers, which aren't a real position, he's the least hit position on the field.
Yeah.
And I wish somebody would, because DK going to be on that ass.
Hey, so raise your hands if you love it.
Hey, wait, I'm going to put this here. When the Seahawks have a dynasty, y'all heard it here first, okay, from your girl. And now I got to go, okay?
And that's our statistician, Ivory. No, so.
Wait.
What time are we at? We're at an hour. Okay. I got two more things. Y'all good with that?
Yeah, I'm fine. Right. I'm having fun.
Hey, so there we go. So this one's going to go quick, right? So it's going to be pretenders versus contenders. So there's a lot of teams.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, me and Joe's Nose were talking the other day.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of teams that they have the record, but they haven't played the competition, right? Mm-hmm. So they're 5-2, 6-1, but they've been playing the bottom half of the league. And we decided to do something called pretenders versus contenders. So I'm just going to name a team, and we're going to do real quick in, 15 seconds per team. If they have a chance to make it to a Super Bowl, or not even Super Bowl, get a playoff win or not, right? So the first team, Buffalo Bills, do they get a playoff win? I'll start with Renee on this one.
Pretender. Big pretender. And I think we'll see that this Sunday when the Seahawks, the real team that they've played for the first time, just blows them out. Just win by 10+.
Nick, the Indianapolis Colts, pretender, contender.
Defense wins championships. But Phillip Rivers turns the ball over too much. I think it's going to hurt them in the long run. Pretenders.
New Orleans Saints. Joe's Nose.
You can never count out the Saints. You can't count out Drew Brees. Contender.
I'm jumping in real quick. Pretenders.
Pretenders.
Drew Brees. All he does, all he can do is really check down. Michael Thomas will, assist in slant running. But I'm going pretenders because there's the big bad
time.
Wolf.
Nick Coker,
New England.
Arizona.
I mean, Tom Brady.
Arizona Cardinals.
contenders until they run into the Seahawks.
Renee,
contenders. I love them. I mean, the only team that beat the Seahawks, so
they could win a playoff game. They are going to play the fourth seed, Eagles. Maybe. Okay. Moving on. So, Angeles Rams,
pretenders.
I'm glad we can all agree on that. And Baltimore Ravens. Does Lamar Jackson win a playoff game this year?
Shit, he do. He do. It depends who he matches up against.
I'll give him it because.
I need to know the defense. If it's a team he can just run all over, I'll give him contender.
Put Noah to sleep. Lamar Jackson ain't winning shit this year.
No, I'm saying contenders because they could beat I mean, Pittsburgh, and that's the only person in their way.
All right, and moving on for pretenders and contenders. So the last thing I want to talk about on the podcast before we go, well, we got two more things. Something everybody's been talking about is draft picks, right? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be at the bottom is actually going to be a winner this year, right? Because they're going to be in the race for Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Well, just to read off some stats. So Trevor Lawrence last season, this year he just got COVID. In my opinion, I think he should sit out for the rest of the year.
Maybe he don't got COVID and he's just resting.
Yeah, so I'm going to go off last season's stats, right? So Trevor Lawrence had 36 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last season, right? Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Everybody's looking at him as a number one pick. Joe Burrow, of course, had a season that everybody knows. I don't even got to talk about it. But 5,600 yards, 60 touchdowns, 6 interceptions in 15 games, including the championship. Now, ever since Joe Burrow, everybody said, we will never see another season like that. No other quarterback is ever going to have that great of a season.
Yeah, they say
right?
that about everybody. Yeah.
This season, a certain quarterback for BYU, Zach Wilson, already in 5 games, so a third of the games that Joe Burrow has played in, has 2,500 pass yards, so he's already halfway there. Right, in a third of the games, 21 touchdowns, a third of the way there, and 2 interceptions. So he's on track to do the same exact thing that Joe Burrow did without all the talent Joe Burrow had. Is it possible that maybe Zach Wilson can get picked ahead of Trevor Lawrence and be the top quarterback taken in this year's draft?
I don't.
Wait, someone.
I think no chance. No chance.
No chance. No chance.
No chance at all. I don't care what he does.
Do you think he could jump up and be a top 2 or 3 quarterback taken? Maybe. There's Trey Lance and Justin Fields would be 2 and 3. Zach Wilson's definitely making an argument to be a first rounder.
Depends how many people need quarterbacks. I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
no chance shooting that.
I don't want to say no chance.
I wouldn't say second.
Highly unlikely, highly improbable.
I'm sure it's set in stone that it will be Trevor Lawrence, Fields. I mean, that's the thing. I think the only reason why he could jump to third is because the depth this year for quarterback is very small, very low, I should say. Yeah, very low. And Trey Lance played 1 game. That's it. His season was 1 game. So he better ball out in the combine, I guess.
Now, I'm gonna disagree on this one, all right? And the only reason is this. So I'm trying to think like an NFL GM because I completely agree with you guys. Mm-hmm. But
okay,
looking at the way that NFL GMs draft, right? Deshaun Watson, you know, he won a national championship with Clemson, and Daniel Jones was picked ahead of him. Why? I don't fucking know. I would have never done that. But that's how GMs think.
No, Trubisky.
Trubisky as well. So
we got some more insight.
Go ahead. Statistician.
Oh,
real
here
quick.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, let me get my drink.
Okay. Let me finish this real quick. So I saw him make a throw yesterday, man. That shit was Patrick Mahomes. Like, I'm not gonna lie. He was rolling out to the right, threw it across his body to the left, completion, and went for a touchdown. Justin Fields is coming from Ohio State. Quarterbacks from Ohio State that go to the NFL don't traditionally do well.
Right.
We have Cardale Jones, who got cut after like a season. Mm-hmm. JT Barrett, Braxton Miller. You don't hear about them anymore. So Justin Fields going to the NFL, he might be the difference, but I don't think it's going to work. I don't buy into that system, though.
I don't buy into that.
No?
I agree with that.
I don't buy into that.
Don't matter where you come from, man.
I don't think so.
No, you're a baller.
I guess. I mean, we'll see, right?
And I just think it's bad luck. Because they've had different, you know, a few of those guys had different systems and stuff.
Yeah.
And now, was it Justin Day is the head coach?
Yeah.
I'm not buying into it.
I mean, Zach Wilson reminds me of, like, you know, Josh Allen came from Wyoming, and everybody said the same thing about him. Oh, you know, I'm going Sam Darnold. I'm going Baker Mayfield. I'm getting, you know, these quarterbacks. And Josh Allen isn't doing too bad in the NFL right now.
Right. No,
that's what he reminds me of, really.
Okay. No, that makes it sound better. But I haven't seen any film on this guy. So I don't know. I mean, you know, we knew that Josh Allen was in Wyoming, you know, 6, whatever he is.
Yeah. I wish I could roll the tape. I wish I could be like, yo, play the film. Can we do Zach Wilson highlights real quick?
But
can we YouTube it?
My laptop's moving slow as molasses.
All right. So I don't watch college, really. Obviously, I know about Trevor because who doesn't, right? This is a little fun fact, you know, stat queen over here. But anyways, he don't really like football. He don't really, but his passion for the game and things like that isn't actually there. And he said it.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing that I would get and why he wouldn't be the first one and where could possibly not be it is he goes into the NFL, he gets a bad hit or gets an injury.
He's
you know,
like, I don't want to do this.
You know what? I'm not going to put my and like, we've seen that before. I'm not going to put my body at risk. Mm-hmm. And y'all know about how everybody luck. What was it?
Suck for luck.
Yeah. So seeing that, that could very well be him. And if I'm trying to start, if you get him, one, you're paying him. Mm-hmm. Definitely a nice pretty penny, but you're building your whole dynasty around them. Awesome. You're building your whole team around him. Okay. He's going to be a key player because he's going to go to a shitty team. Obviously, they're doing a rebranding, rebuilding, mm-hmm. but let something.
Oh, and if he goes to the Jets, not there. If he goes to the Jets, he's going to get killed.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, let he go somewhere and they're rebuilding or not, they're not there yet. Like, who's, I don't want to say the thing wrong. Fuck. But, anyways, the pass defense or whatever. The people who protect the quarterback?
Offensive line.
Like, what is not, I'm telling you, he gets hurt or something, or gets a couple bad hits and getting his ass beat that first season, he might just be like, hey, I'm about to finish out this shit and I'm out. No, but for real, though, he don't really like it.
That's bold.
I think
he'll finish out his contract. That's what, like, I'm saying, but, like, he might, is that worth getting him if you're not going to really build up this team that you guys are looking for mm-hmm. to become a playoff contender, to be like divisional champions? If you can't, you know, try to get to, you know, a ring in the next couple years, those are important things to look at as a coach. And there's a lot of other talent out there. Yeah, he's obviously number one right now, but there's a lot of other talent that are hungry, who want it, who mm-hmm. have the passion for it. And he does it. And it's been said, he said it himself, you know, it's not like, it's not a secret. It's not like a guessing game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that as me as a coach, I want somebody who wants it just as bad as me. Because what's that saying? Talent works harder when some...
Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work
exactly.
hard.
Exactly. Yeah. The talent's there. Yeah. But you got somebody working hard, getting it grinding, stuff like that. And it just reminds me of like Russell Wilson. You know what I'm saying? He's a hard worker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, brother.
It is a Russell Wilson show. But anyways, that's my fun fact.
And so it's kind of funny she said that because this week on Twitter, I saw Vic Beasley just got cut by the Titans. And somebody quoted it. He was a first-round pick. And somebody quoted it, said, if y'all knew Vic Beasley, you would know his heart was never in it. He's meant to be a pastor. And that's stuff that GMs know that we don't, right? We haven't met Trevor Lawrence in person. We've never had a conversation with him.
Well, you know, he's super
Christian. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence?
He's like, super he got engaged at 21.
Yeah, and so I really do like what Ivory said. Maybe his heart's not in it. So that's why I went with it. That's why, I mean, I want to watch the highlights, but I'm telling you, I think somebody could get picked ahead of Trevor Lawrence. I think everybody's jumping to the gun saying he's going to be the first overall pick.
You also got to think who's going to have that number one pick. And we're talking about the Jets. And if there's one thing that they're known for, it's for messing up the first, you know, their first round pick. So honestly, this story could write itself. They get Trevor Lawrence and he's like, not me.
Yeah. I heard he might stay another year.
Yeah.
So can someone deny, like someone could be like, no, I don't want to go.
Oh, the famous Eli Manning and Big Ben or Philip Rivers. Eli Manning got drafted by the Chargers and refused to go. He said, I'm not going to play for them. So then they had to do a trade right there. They traded Philip Rivers for Eli Manning.
But that was like lucky for them; they're able to get a trade.
Yeah, but everybody was saying the same thing about Joe Burrow last season. Oh, Cincinnati quarterbacks don't go there. Which I don't think is true. Carson Palmer had a great career there.
My bad. My memory's fresh. If that happens, I think that Jerry Jones would get rid of Dak with a smile on his face.
I 100%. I've been saying it. I've been saying it.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. I've been saying it.
You heard it first here. You heard it first here.
Yeah, with a smile on his fucking face to see Trevor Sunshine Lawrence.
I've been saying it. Yes.
With all those weapons,
he gets his white boy.
Yes, the white boy he wants. The Tony Romo 2.0. The Tony Romo that he deserves.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, because Trevor Lawrence, when they were like, hey, what do you think about going to the Jets? You know, Joe Burrow was, you know, or what do you think about Cincinnati? You know, I mean, I'm going to play hard wherever I go. You know, I'm ready for it. Trevor Lawrence, well, where do you think you're going to go if you go to the Jets? I got to think about everything. I got to take everything into consideration.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
That's what I think. I think everybody's jumping to the gun. He's going to be the first round pick. A lot of stuff can happen between now and the draft.
Well, like, I mean, just think about like
what they did to Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, the Jets?
Yeah, what they did to him. Oh, you know, the Jets, the
they're,
one. Yeah.
They're a damn. Yeah,
I think he had...
It's their plague.
He had the same amount of, what was it, rushing yards in one game with the Chiefs that he had in, like, a whole season with the Jets because shit like that.
Yes, let's hear it.
So, Le'Veon Bell just got traded from the Jets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number one draft pick, right? Or he's a beast, so who cares, right?
Yeah, he was
right.
He was third round pick.
Okay, third round pick, whatever the
great
detail.
Great player, though, yeah.
Yeah, great player, right?
It was because off-field issues.
Why would you, if you were first round going to get Trevor, why would you get rid of Le'Veon Bell this season?
Because ego, the same way that they signed Frank Gore, who's 40 years old, and they're giving him the ball and not Le'Veon. Yeah. It's because Adam Gase, you know, he puts his emotions into it. He doesn't like Le'Veon because, oh, he's out there filming a rap video. Who cares? He's a stud. You think he shoots the rap video and then goes to bed? No, he's still grinding. So what, that he wants to do all this other stuff?
Time.
Yeah, like, let the man do what he wants on his free time.
No one says shit about Juju Smith. You know,
yeah,
you know,
he's got his vlogs. Yeah, he's out there with Danny Duncan and
the
boys.
Yeah, but they're 7-0 or whatever it is.
Exactly.
I think my fact was interesting, though.
It was.
Oh,
and there goes our statistician.
You're going to get a bomb quarterback, but you're going to get rid of, like, one of your best weapons.
Sip the tea.
Run the tape. So this is the last thing we'll do real quick.
All right,
our producer, Kamo, sadly we haven't made it because y'all don't like our videos, so we have real jobs and shit.
Wow, okay.
So I'm telling y'all, this guy is a stud. This guy, I've watched him in the pocket. He reminds me. He's doing like Mahomes-esque stuff.
Right. Very elusive in the pocket. Very elusive. Mm-hmm.
Playing for BYU, I feel like if he was playing for an SEC team, everybody would be talking about him, which they are, but they'd be hyping up way more than they are now. Watch this. Drops back. Deep ball, cover two hole. That's an NFL throw.
They lost.
All right, and this guy, and right now they're undefeated. They're top 10 ranked team in the nation. If coronavirus wasn't a thing, right, and everybody actually cared about college football this year,
no one does.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody would be talking about this guy, in my opinion. I think he's going to be a first round pick. I'm going to guarantee he'll be a first round pick. All right, and I think that he'll jump one of the top three quarterbacks.
I can see first round pick because. Well, you know, a lot of teams need quarterbacks. Hype. You know, there's not a lot. But wait, how much time we got? Like for you before you go.
5 minutes. All right, cool.
Okay.
Trey Lance coming from North Dakota State. I think he'll jump him. I think he might even jump Justin Fields. I don't know
about all that. But all right, real quick. Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert?
Can I take both?
Sure. Too early to call.
Yeah, they're both amazing.
All right, Joe, you have yours yet? Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert?
I love Justin Herbert. I love him, man. The Chargers are such a far better team, you know, than the record shows.
Yeah.
So I like Justin Herbert. I mean, no
big Joe.
I'm saying Joe Burrow, yeah. But we will dive into that in season 2, episode 2.
Yes,
but it's great to be back. There's a lot we missed. There's a lot we got to cover. And we just want to thank you all for, you know, we love the feedback on
Kamo
social
got
media.
The car running, so.
Seahawks but, minus three, cash it. Seahawks minus three.
Hey, and book the Bucks to the Super Bowl.
All right, they got to beat the Seahawks. So we'll see.
All right, thanks for watching.
Thanks, guys.